Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
If you only get one word, Tolos, I know that's incredibly challenging for Diesel and I because we spit out many words throughout the course of a show, and a lot of you Tolos can't just fixate on one word, but that's what we're gonna task you with in this very segment. Would love for you to play along during this one word challenge, Diesel. I have 10 topics, and each of us and the Tolos will give our best one-word description. All you get's one here. You can't be greedy. You can't be choosy. But that's where we're going. Welcome into Wire to Wire, hour number two. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. And we still need your upset picks. Tyler from the Berg just got his in. 844-326-3663. Diesel and I, a little later in the show, will tell you who we chose with our upset picks. But do not forget to get those in on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. About time the weather is good, by the way. Did you know that big yellow thing up there?
Yeah, it's still there, believe it or not.
Still there.
Yeah.
It's the sun.
Didn't feel like it for a couple of days.
Man, it was a beautiful day. Just beautiful.
I was so jealous of Michael Duarte for a lot of reasons when he called into the show.
Yep. Or
videoed into the show live. What was that?
Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Where he said that it was 93 degrees.
Isn't that crazy?
Field level for that game. It was wild. I was like, come on, man. You're making me jealous.
And it was 40-something,
yeah,
and pouring rain. Down rain here. So here we go. We got the sun back. It's a great Thursday. We've got high school football tomorrow, college football on Saturday, NFL tonight. So, man, good time for the weekend to arrive. Diesel, we're gonna put you to the test, Tolos to the test, and I'm going to see how I can do as well. Is I am going to ask for a one-word description, and then after the description, obviously, we can dive into why you gave it that one word.
Okay.
But I've got 10 topics here, and by the way, we've got our Behind the Enemy Line segment coming up in the very next segment. John Darnell, sideline reporter for the Ole Miss Rebels. He'll join us in the very next segment, going behind enemy lines, so stay tuned for that, Gamecock fans. But let's start with a guy who's been pretty successful. Some around these parts may not be too fond of this certain guy, but it just depends on where your fandom lies in the NFL. Diesel, I'm giving you the floor first on this one. One word. That's all you get. And Tolos, you play along as well at 844-326-3663. In one word, how would you describe Matt Rhule?
One word to describe Matt Rhule. God, is somebody who speaks for a living.
I know. That's why this is challenging.
Hard.
This is challenging. I'm telling you.
To describe Matt Rhule. And I'm trying not to use contractions or dashes or anything like that. One word.
Ivan's.
Underwhelming.
Whoa. Diesel.
Underwhelming?
That's mean. That's harsh. I didn't think you would be in a negative light toward Matt Rhule.
What?
He's a good coach, though.
Good.
Are you judging him off of what happened in Charlotte?
Great.
Are you judging him off of that?
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it, but, I mean, what has he done yet in Nebraska?
I think he's building the program. I do think Nebraska's a very challenging place to not only stay consistent, but also stay relevant.
Ooh, JB says dull. Dull is
for
his
Matt
word for Rhule,
Matt Rhule. Y'all are harsh on that guy. And I thought I was going to be...
You only gave me one word.
One word. You went...
Underwhelming. Well,
underwhelming. JB went dull. I like both of them, but I'm not going to go as negative on Matt Rhule. For whatever reason, I like Matt Rhule. I do. I don't know why. I know things didn't work out in Carolina, but Diesel, what does work out in Charlotte? Right? I don't put that...
Well, we got concerts, thanks to Dave Tepper. I appreciate that. Texter says his word to describe Matt Rhule is Oompa Loompa. Another texter, Darth Chosen, we can't read this word on the air.
Can't read it.
Let's just suffice it to say member. Member is his word. And then Dale says hungry.
Hungry for Matt Rhule. See, I would go more in the direction of Dale. I would go, and maybe I'm just being optimistic, I would go reborn with Matt Rhule in the sense of
interesting
a new light, a new opportunity. And again, I do think it's hard to stay relevant, Diesel, at Nebraska. I mean, can you disappear into a field of corn anywhere else more than you can so at Nebraska, right?
Iowa. A lot of corn there.
True. That's true. Good point. But I think he does have this sense of being reborn. Like, he was successful at Baylor. He wasn't at Carolina. We know that, like I said, how much flack do you give him for that?
Well, look at it this way, Cole.
JB's not fond
of him,
by
the way. I think you're looking back with rose-colored glasses, because at Temple, he was 28 and 23. That got
by
him the
way,
job
go
at,
Temple.
That got him the job at Baylor, mm-hmm. where he was 19 and 20. Mm-hmm. That got him a job with the Carolina Panthers, where we all know how that went.
Not good.
And then he failed downwards, upwards. I don't really know which direction that is, where he's 18 and 15 at Nebraska.
So you're saying I'm being too kind on him?
I think you're being way too kind. He's also 2-3 in bowl games.
Do I just want it to work out?
I really, yeah.
Maybe so.
I mean, I don't hate the guy. I think he's probably the right guy for Nebraska.
I was surprised to see a lot of negativity. Now, JB says 2-21 overall as a college coach against top 25 teams. Sounds like Billy Napier.
Sounds like James Franklin.
It does.
Sounds like James Franklin. Now, granted, he didn't inherit a great situation at Nebraska, right? Scott Frost did not leave the cupboard full. Went 5-7 in his first year, turned that into 7-6 his second year. And so far, he's 6-2. They're going to have a good season this year.
Going to have a good year.
So give it time. But, you know, I'm not basing it off what I think he could be at Nebraska. I'm basing it off of what he is at Nebraska and what he has been in college football in the past.
Dan B. says, my one word for the feeling of Rhule is undetermined.
Oh, I thought he was going to quote Animal Mother from Full Metal Jacket. Say, if I'm going to get my junk blown off. And my word is poontang.
Dan B. also says if 2-21 is true, that's not good. And no, if that is true to JB's stat on Matt Rhule, 2-21 overall. Look at JB going to the bin there. Again, we have to fact check it. Not
as
saying
of,
JB's lying.
This is on Wikipedia. Again, not fact checked. He is 2-22 against top 25 teams.
So JB's right there at it.
But Reddit says he's 2-23, so I don't
know. He's close. It's not good, regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
Percy says mediocre for the one word to describe Matt Rhule. All right, now we're going to bring it local. One word, Diesel, and this one's going to get fun. This one's going to get interesting. The one word to describe Cade Klubnik.
Oh, God.
That's two words.
Yeah. One word to describe Cade Klubnik.
Oh, God's good. It's a good way to describe him this year, but that's two words.
Bust.
Woo. Tell us how you really feel, Diesel. Tell us how you really feel. He went there. Clemson fans, you can let Diesel talk like that about Cade Klubnik.
I mean, I asked Chapel Fowler if he was inside the top 10, and he says it's hard to say that he's much higher than 10 or 9.
He's in the top 10, but he's not up there where a lot of people thought he would be. You know what I mean? After the expectations that were placed on him. So Diesel goes bust for the one word to describe Cade Klubnik. Texter says disappointment from the 512. Texter from the 616 says arrogant.
Mm. You could also say rich because he's rich.
Yeah,
JB. On the stream says scab.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Whoa.
Scab.
Kane says soft, and I mean S-A-W-F-T, soft. I like that.
Dale says undrafted. Woo! Wow!
That's the funniest one. That's good, Dale. That's good. Bubba Brooks 96 says bomb. Darth Chosen says super. I guess he's trying to say super califrat. I don't know, but it doesn't look the same.
Might want to check your spelling on that, Darth Chosen.
Let's go to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
PT on the phone lines at 844-FAN-PHONE. PT, who are you describing in one word?
Oh, man, I'm sorry I'm calling in my upset pick.
Okay, that's okay.
That's good.
Get it in.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
So I'm going to go with probably the most unlikely Penn State win over Ohio State.
Wow.
What's the spread on that game, PT? Do you know?
Like 20. 20, 20, 21.
Yes, a lot.
Wow. You know, I gotta do something. I got to swing for the fences.
I like swinging for the fences.
You never know, man. They might find something. Who knows?
Who knows? PT, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, and I might find Scarlett Johansson's phone number if I rummage through the trash. Thanks, PT.
Percy, for the one word to describe Cade Klubnik, says undeveloped.
Ooh.
He says that's on him and the coaches, and I'm a Clemson fan. You know what? Another texter says lousy. Gert from Greer says nervous. I'll tell you what. I am going to agree with Percy on this one. I think undeveloped is a good word to describe Cade Klubnik. Inconsistent, you could throw out there. Underrated because you said bust. I like it, Percy. I think that's a good text, a good one word to describe Cade Klubnik. I really do. Good text so far. Keep it coming. Let's keep it on the in-state quarterback. One word, if you just tuned in, is what we are tasked with here in this very segment before we go behind enemy lines here in about 10 minutes. Same thing, Lenora Sellers. One word. How do you scribe or how do you describe QB1 in Columbia with one word, Diesel and the Tolos? Lenora Sellers is?
Oh, man. Bruised.
Ooh, I like bruised.
Bruised. Because that offensive line cannot keep defenders off of him.
I like bruised. That's a good one. You set the bar high there. I don't know if I was thinking kind of raw in a way, Diesel, and that could be in a good sense, but also a bad sense as well when you talk about raw, a raw athlete.
Yeah. We know he's talented.
You could say promising, but yeah. I like bruised. I think that's good.
Dale says transferring.
Dale, you got to quit, Dale. You got to quit. Dale's killing this thing, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's not doing the – look, he's giving us one word.
Yeah, he's doing his job.
He is, so I can't criticize Dale there. Scotty Mack getting his upset pick in. Texter from the 512 on Lenoris, one word says underutilized. Now, that's a good one. That's a really good one. I hadn't thought about that. And I think I can agree with that one. Texter from 662 says helpless.
Kane says abused.
Abused? Evan.
He's bruised like and
Evans.
Abused.
I like Evans too.
Running, he says. Wow. One word to describe Lenora Sellers. Text in 844 fan phone.
Running. That might be my favorite there, Evan. Oh, man, I didn't think these would be as funny as they have been. Dale wants to chime in on Lenora Sellers. What's up, Dale?
Man, come on. Give me the rest of these topics. Let me just bang them out for
all
you
right.
real quick.
You want to ride along with us? We do have let's to go. Bang some out because we're getting close. Let's go. Let's keep it. Same program. One word. We'll let you have the floor here first. Dale, Shane Beamer. Describe Shane Beamer in one word.
Shane Beamer in one word.
Does not count.
No. Shane Beamer in one word. Finale.
Did he say finale?
Finale. Interesting. Yeah.
Like this is all you're gonna get?
I was gonna say fired.
I feel like fired. Finale. Like this is your last shot.
Yeah.
Finale.
Yeah. I was going to say petulant first, and then you threw out finale. That's a good one, but petulant is my real one, Cole.
Diesel, how do I lock these in and get both of them on?
I got you.
You got me?
We'll grab Dale's call, hit lock.
Okay, we got
Kev on the line, so we got them both on the line at the same time.
Thank you for that. What was your word, Diesel?
Petulant.
Petulant.
Yeah.
Did you steal that from Dewey?
Immature.
Ooh. We're getting hot. Kev, how would you describe Shane Beamer in one word?
Blowfish.
What does that mean, Kev?
You remember, so after the game when they lost, and he was sitting there with his hands all folded up, and his jaws was all blowed out. He was like a little lost blowfish standing there on the field with his jaws opened up like he was about to pout like a little child. And Lenora Sellers, he looked like the new improved black Clark Kent with his glasses on.
Y'all are killing us on these. These are funny. I didn't expect them to be. Texter says bipolar for Shane Beamer. Darth Chosen says hokey. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey, why don't you say kicker?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, let's keep it in-state head coach. We're going to go back to Dale to lead things off. Describe Dabo Swinney in one word.
Dabo Swinney, one word. Retiring.
That's not true. That's not happening. That's not happening. Kev, how would you describe Dabo in one word?
Leave.
Did you say leave, L-E-A-V-E?
Yeah, get up out of there. Let's go.
These are harsh, Diesel.
Wow.
For Shane Beamer, how would you describe him in one word?
Dabo
Swinney. Yep.
Antique.
Antique. I like that. I'm going to go stubborn for Dabo. That I think that's the obvious one there. Texter says blowhard. Another texter says clown. I mean, these are getting really, really interesting. Dexter says JB says politician. Kane says resolved. All right, next on the list. Oh, Darth Chosen goes egomaniac for Dabo.
Whew. Good word.
Describe Dale. Let's go back to Dale here. Describe Brian Kelly in one word.
Washed.
Washed. Was he ever not washed, though?
I never saw the allure with him.
Yeah, I'm with you. Kev, Brian Kelly in one word, the former LSU coach.
Patootie.
Patootie?
Duty. Yes.
Use that in a sentence, duty. Please.
Patootie or duty?
All the above.
Diesel, how would you describe Brian Kelly in one word?
Carpetbagger.
I'm going to go with a texter from the 512. He says, for Brian Kelly, phony. I like that a lot.
Mm.
Darth Chosen says, family.
Family.
Texter from the 250. We can't say this word on. We can say BSer, right? We can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Kane says fake for Brian Kelly. All right, let's rapid fire through a few of these. Dale, one word rapid fire. How would you describe Lane Kiffin?
Home. He's at home.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, Kev.
Money.
I like that. Kev, Dale, we got to run to a break. Appreciate
Thanks,
the phone
Kev.
Call,
Thank
guys.
Dale.
Diesel, how would you describe Lane Kiffin in one word?
Oh, man.
This one's tough, I think.
Lane Kiffin, arrogant?
Okay. Texter says preppy. I would say for Lane Kiffin, chaotic. And that can be in a good way or a bad way. I'm going to go chaotic for Lane Kiffin.
Good.
Man, we'll get back to a few of these later on, maybe tomorrow, but good stuff, Tolos. Really good stuff.
Dan B says, I can't not see it. Lane looks like Daniel Tosh. You could have just said Tosh, Dan B. That's a good one. That's a really good one. When we come back, Cole, let's talk to the enemy. Let's talk to the play-by-play or sideline reporter, excuse me, for the Ole Miss Rebels football broadcast. Josh Darnell going to join us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.